Okay. Kum len in a blat gemora. We are up to Dav Dalet Amud Aleph in Masechet Chulin. And we're trying to reconcile a Mishnah. The Mishnah has four stanzas. The first one is, it says, Hako Shechtin, which means L'chadchila, everyone can shecht.
I know,
but this is, Dov and El called it songs. Mirash, Kodishol. This is, Ba'ato Kisvu L'chem Es Ashira Hazois. Oh, I got the wrong model. So it says first Hakos Shechtin Chatchilam Keshech. Then it says Ushchitos and Ksheda, which sounds like it's only b'di'evid. And then it says Chutz Mecher Shevikatan, that even b'di'evid it doesn't work. And then you say, because it might ruin the Shechita. And then it says, and all of these, if they shechted it and others are observing it, all right. All of these questions. What's it referring to? All of these. It cannot be talking about only Cheda Shechtin Vekatan. So what do you mean all of these? So the first answer we had was from Rabbi Barula. Rabbi Barula said, We're talking about a tamei bachulin. That a tamei bachulin, and even chulin, shenasu ataras hakodesh, with a long knife, is lechatchila. When it says hakros shaychtim, we're talking about even a tamei person has a long knife, lechatchila, by chulin, shenasu ataras hakodesh, you're allowed to. When it says chitos and sheda, we're talking about kochim, and he used a regular knife, but he said, bodily, I know for a fact I didn't touch it. But the evidence, that's all right. And then cheder shaychtim, a cotton, we're talking about that you can never trust him. And then when it says that kulon, if you observed, it's all right, is talking about where the guy is not around anymore to ask. By kochim, he had a regular knife, not around anymore to ask, did you touch the animal or not? But if others saw, they didn't touch it, it's all right. This is Rabbi Barula. Now we're going to the... So then we had a whole discussion, what kind of tumor is it? And we said that he was a tummy mace, but the knife was made out of other material that was a pshutik kleitz, and therefore it wasn't a tummy. Says the Gemara, Abayi, Omar, six lines on top, I'll give you, there are six answers in total. Abayi says, answer number two. Hachik Tani, this is how you read the Mishnah. We're talking about a nation called Kusim. They were Megaya themselves, these Kusim, and it was very dubious whether the Gaelus was a valid Gaelus or not, because the reason what prompted them to become Gaelim is there were lions roaming in Eretz Yisrael, and they were frightened, petrified, so they became Yidden. Oh, so there's a big machlekes, so machlekes, they were real gaydim and not getting, because they were caught out, that they used to continue traveling, going to their mountain, and they used to worship their original gods. And then machlekes, those who hold gaydim emissaries, the machlekes are showing him, is the pshat gaydim emissaries, that they were gaydim, good gaydim in the beginning, and then later they became kala when we, you know, the later on they started worshiping. Or Taisa says in the Gimel Beis in the bottom, pung faket. That they started out all for the wrong reasons, but later on they became gaydim emissaries. So I just said, hodur. Shuv nizgayru legamri. In other words, like two stages in the gayrus. First they were magai because of the lions, and then later on they were magai properly. So now these kusim, we'll see later on, those mitzvahs that they took upon themselves, they were very careful. The mitzvahs they didn't take upon themselves, they were not so careful. We cannot trust them. And one of the things they were not careful about was the mitzvah lifnei iver l'sit michshol. They took lifnei iver to mean literally don't place a rock or a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Nothing to do with feeding, giving someone something that's usher. They themselves might have been frum, but they didn't care about other people. They didn't care. As Ashi says, shlo yitin evan bederech iver l'apila. That's what it means. So, says Abaye, this is how you read the Mishnah. We're talking about a kusi. So the chatchila hakol shaychtin afilu kusi. That when the Mishnah says chatchili la reshecht, even a kusi is talking about a case where somebody was standing and watching. Somebody standing and watching. So when it says hakol shaychtin, we already have talking about a kusi, but somebody watching. Bamed varam murin kishisrolim lagabov. Avol yoytziv nichnis is a step lower than a full time mashgiach. A mashgiach that goes in and out, we already had in the way the Zohar regarding Yayin is good enough because the guy is scared to tamper with the wine, but it's not the same level as having a full-time mashgiach. So when the Mishnah hakol sheikh to the full-time mashgiach, b'di'evid, it was chitos and shaded when there was a yaitzev and nichnas. V'im shochat, and a yaitzev and nichnas, when b'di'evid all right, is it all right or not all right? It's not all right, but so what do you mean? So we give him a test. V'im shochat, if he shechted it, and we give it to the kusi. Because kusim were not makpid even and about other people, but regarding themselves, they were makpid. So therefore, if l'chatchila is only the full-time mashgiach, Abaye holds the yesh v'nichl is not good enough, not like Rav, we'll see in a minute. Then he says, but what happens if there was no full-time mashgiach? Then, or just a yesh v'nichl, then what you do is, or even if there's no yesh v'nichl, there was no full-time mashgiach, anything else, take the meat that he shechted and let him eat from it. He wouldn't eat from it if it's not 100% good. So if he eats from it, then you can eat from it yourself. If you refuse to eat it, then that's case number two. So case number two is you test it. But the other means you test it, you give him to eat. Case number three, you cannot trust them at all. Why? Because they might ruin it, they might delay it, they might press against it, they might put it between the veins. Then the kulan, the last case, the kulan shashachtu, we got a problem. According to Abaye, who are these other people? According to Abaye, the very first case in Mishnah talking about is a mashgiach. So what do you mean kulan shachtu v'achedim? You know, you already said that it's all right. It must be to machel shever katan. If a chesher katan shechted and somebody's watching him, it's all right. So what do you mean kulan? Just say im shachtu if they shechted it. Aha, ilam a chesher katan alok koy and that is going v'im shachtu boile. Then why saying kulan? Just say im shachtu they shechted. Ha'amad, you said, if you talk about kusi, you already said that the first clause in the Mishnah is talking about Yisrael Oim L'Gabav Shachit. I feel Chatzchila. Kasha, you got a problem. It's a new problem. First of all, you already said in the Reisha. Plus, in the Reisha, it says Chatzchila. And in the very safe of the Mishnah, it says that the Kulon Sheshachtu sounds like B'diyev, if they already did it, then it's all right. And in the beginning, he said, Hakol Shechit, talking about the Mashgiach. So it's repetitive, and it's a different halacha. Kasha, we have a problem with Abaye. Comes along Rav and says, I follow the same pattern as Abaye, but I'm going to go a step lower. We're not talking about a Mashgiach Tamidi, we're talking about a Yetzir V'Nichlis. When the Mishnah says, Hakol Sheikhtin, we're talking about a Kusi with a Yetzir V'Nichlis. When it says, Amar Rav, the Yetzir V'Nichlis, first of all, he asks a question. A Yetzir V'Nichlis is not good enough Mashgiach. We learned from a Feshon of Eidazor, but now, Amaniach, Eivik, and Chavim, Bechanusa, you allow a guy to stay behind in your store. The Yisrael, Yaitziv, and Ichlin, Mutavayid just walks in and out from time to time. The guy has no idea when you're going to come in. You're allowed to drink the wine. We're not worried. So, what are you telling me that you need a Mashgiach Tamidi? A Yaitziv, and Ichlin is all right. Says the Gemara, me, Ktoni, Abai said, what are you talking about? Does it say Meniach Yelautu Lachatchil? It says, Ha Meniach Tani. If it happened that you had a Goy Shayiv, and Ichlin, that's what happens. The Yevit.
It's also B'diyev.
Yeah, all B'diyev. Elamach, I'll bring another eye. Yevit, Nichol, Grunav. We look, I'll get an Avodah Zorah. Ein HaShemet Tzadech Li Ez Yeshem Meshameh. We don't need the Shemet to be constantly. Ela, Afapi, even though... he walks in and out. You don't need the Shemet who watches the wine to be there constantly. If you walk, you have barrels, you walk in and out. Mutter. So clearly make the Lashon Ein HaShemet Tzadech means L'chadchila, you don't need to. Now, why Abaye doesn't agree with him is we'll soon see, because we'll soon see in the Gemara that Abaye says there's a big difference between the case of wine where Yaitiv Nichol is good enough, because the guy has no right to touch the wine, so he's scared if you see him tampering with the wine, he'll lose his job. Over here by Shechita, you gave the animal to the kusi to Shech. How do you know what he's doing? Who can sit and watch what kind of knife, you know, maybe he had a pegima, you know, who can sit and watch how he maybe presses it? It's very hard. The whole thing takes a flash of a second. I'll agree with Abaye that everyone shechts, even a kusi, but not with a shaymer, mashgiach tamidi, but rather with a yetz v'nichlis. So that part I agree with Abaye, but just one step lower. But the second case, B'diyev is talking about that there was no mashgiach at all, then you have to, and he shechted already, then you have to test him whether he'll eat it or not. That's B'diyev. He found it's already shechted. A piece of meat. You give it to him. If the kusi eats it, mutter. Then case number three. We don't trust at all. I feel the even amila. Even the even you don't trust him. Shema yishu, he might delay. Shema yidrus, he might press. Shema yechlidu, maybe he might put the knife between the two simon. The kulon sheshachtu. Now we got the same problem that Rob we had at Abaye. What's this last case? And all of these, if they shechted and somebody was observing, is good enough. You start off saying lechatchila that even a yaitzev v'nichlis is good enough. Surely a mashgiach tamidi is good enough. And then the Mishnah continues the kulon sheshachtu. But even if he shechted with a mashgiach tamidi, it's all right. What's going on here? Aha, ilam echer katan then alokai. We're talking about that. You should have said v'mshachtu b'bayle. Same question we can have over and over again, repeatedly. Ela kusi, tova kusi. Ha amid yosef yosef v'nichne sharchi lechatchila kashi. It's not a problem. That was answer number three. Now comes answer. That's it. We'll see later in the Gemara that Rav is only humoring Abaye, but he himself had a different answer.
When you say chalada here, it means he misses one of the simonim, right?
Because no, he has a bow, but he starts out by putting it in between.
Instead of going
underneath and going straight across. We'll learn what all these things are. The third page. Rabashi says, Hochi Tani. Rabashi says, no, I'll give you another answer. This is how you learn the Mishnah. We're not talking about a kusi. Drop kusi. Because I hold gusim, ugoiri, aroyiz, ugoim. Hako, shoichtin, everyone can share, afilu, yisro, mumer. Now the Gemara tomorrow will explain that there's different kinds of yisro mumers. There's a mumer we had in Avodah Zorah, we had in Sanhedrin. There's a mumer l'teyoven, and there's a mumer l'hachis. A mumer l'teyoven is somebody who does it, not because he has wants to spite the Eibishter, he pasha likes it. It's geschmack. And a mumer l'hachis is somebody who doesn't spite. And mein afkimina, we have a rule by mumer l'teyoven, le'shavik heteyla ve'ochel yisura, that if he can eat kosher, and the treif there, he wouldn't dafka go eat treif. Then in fact, he would make an effort to eat the kosher. Interesting today, What are our mumers considered? Because our mumers are not the more definition of mumer to the oven. I'm saying, but even a guy who does know who became fried. Our mumer to the ovens today, they don't even spite to do it because, you know, they like it. It's not the same as the Gemara. Because the Gemara mumer to the oven is if he had kosher and treif in front of them, they would go for the kosher. Today, they don't care. It means nothing. You have kosher on the table, they still won't. They have kosher wine to everyone that's drinking treif wine or whatever. So what gathers our mumers today? Now, a mumel to the oven is somebody that if you gave him hetter, he would actually use the hetter. If you gave him a knife, we're talking about a mumel to the oven, and our mission is telling you the chatchil, if you gave him a knife that was, you checked it, the chalif, and make sure that it's 100% kosher, you gave it to him, he'll make a kosher shchitta. If he could make a kosher, why would he make a treif? So we're trusting this mumel to the oven because we have a chazaka assuming that he would want to eat kosher if it doesn't require any extra effort. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Hachi Tani, Hakol Shoichin Afili Yisrael Mumer. Says the Gemara, Mumer Lamai, and the Gemara explains Mumer Leachol Nevel Teyoven. Uked Rav, like Rav said, Amar Rav says, Yisrael Mumer Oichol Nevel Teyoven. Yisrael Mumer eats for geshmak. Look at Ashi Teyoven, four lines in the bottom. Kiloi Mishkach Heter. Och, if you cannot find Heter, see what Mumer Teyoven is. He's still a half read.
He can't resist his taiva.
We have a new pshat here. Kilay mishka in the Gemara, the Gemara, you'll see it. Kilay mishka heter ochel nevel. If he can't find heter, he'll eat treif. Uma'acha shasakin beduka v'nesuna b'yada. He has to make no effort. The Rav checked the sakin, the sheikh said the sakin, gave it to him in his hand, say, hey, sheikh, shoch it chapir. He'll shecht it properly. V'chol kamba de motzi lemechel heteda lo yochel esuda. If he can make sure it's heter, he will eat. He'd rather eat heter. But if he doesn't have a knife and he has to go and not find a knife, that already like Torah. He won't be matriach. To be matriach. No, so I'm told me you don't have to watch him. Forget the watching. That was only a buyer of him. No, we trust him. We have Eidach and Embisud. So if we get, that's halachah shemorah. Your test. If he says that it's kosher, you can trust him. So I remember we had a rov many years ago who came up and said that if a store doesn't have mashgiach, it's treif. And he screamed out the word treif like 10 times. And he said it in the name of Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Vadi Yosef. I wrote them both the same letter, and I had a guy in the store, a friend of mine who was very close to both of them. And he took it to both of them. And I wrote to them, I quoted Shulchan Aruch, Kufri Tess. And I said, I heard that you said you called it treif. One thing, it's a nice thing to have a mashgiach in the store, of course, a great thing. But to say if they don't have one and the balabos tells you it's kosher, that's treif. Ask them where you get it from. So, Yashiv, and I got a call from his secretary, wrote lahadam.
Never happened.
Never happened. And he says, I forget what the next word is. I never would have said such a thing. And the secretary told me that's longer letter than he usually writes. He never writes a very few little he wrote. And the other rabbi, Vadi Yosef, says the same thing, lahadam. Exactly those words. Lahadam. Unfortunately, I had it on fax, and you know what happens to faxes over time? You got empty sheets of paper there. Lahadam. And then he says, v'ha'eid echad nema b'surin. And he's insighting to the same places that I was insighting when I wrote to him. So, anyway, I don't know if you remember this whole story, but 30 years ago. Then, im zupagim is pogum. So, this idea of mumel tiyoven is not what you think mumel tiyoven is. Like you may say, mumel tiyoven, we thought is, you know, it's a geschmack. No, mumel tiyoven is somebody who is too lazy to make the effort. But if it's there, of course he'd rather eat the heter than the iser. Anyway, so what? So the chatchil is, he gave him a check knife. The chatchil, you can rely on it that he'll make kasha. Sorry?
Somebody keeps a kasha.
Yeah.
When I go on vacation,
exactly. Perfect example.
They're not going to slip kalim with them and the food with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. That's right. I almost heard a rabbi say that your dishes are frumer than you because your dishes keep kasha the whole time. And you don't. Yeah, but a lot of people do that. When they travel, they're much more makel. No, they don't bring back stuff. You go to a restaurant, you have vegan restaurants, fish restaurants. You would never eat that at home. It happens all the time. Okay. So Yisrael Mummer, Baruch Hashem, today of Chabad houses, so took away a lot of that pressure that people can eat kosher wherever they go.
Certain people are not
matched. Rabbi said, Yisrael Mummer, Oichel Avedet Yavin. So Boydig Sakin, if you, the Sheikhit or the Rav, whatever it is checks the Sakin, V'noisin Lo, you give it to him, U'mutu Lecha B'shchitase, Lechat Chili La Rishmit. Now, case number two, Avaloy Badak. You didn't check the knife, V'noisin Lo, you gave him a knife here, Shecht. Now, you don't know what happened here. Lo Yishchat. You shouldn't give him the Shecht, because he's not going to make an effort to make sure the knife is good. Whatever you gave him, he'll use. If it turns out treif, it's treif. Kosher, kosher. So how do you be eaten by the Eved? You check the knife afterwards. The im shachat. If he did check, boydik sakine achrav. You check it afterwards by the Eved. Nim tsa sakine yof mutter lech v'shchitosai. You love also lech v'shchitosai. So checking the knife is only by the Eved. Afterwards is only by the Eved. The chatchili should check the knife beforehand. Case number three. Chut v'chesher v'katan. That's for the Eved namila. You shouldn't have them at all. Shema yishu shemidu shem yachlidu. Then the last case in the Mishnah, v'kulon sheshachtu b'di'ev if they shechted it, nachedim roi noisen, it's good enough. What are we talking about? Ahai. What are we talking about here? And we're going to have the same problem of Ashi, we have the Bayavid of it. This last clause in the Mishnah is difficult to understand. Whose is v'kulon? If we're talking about v'chedesh, roi nachrov, it doesn't help. Ile ma'chedesh erikotin, alokoi, we're talking about them. B'im shechtu b'bayavid, if they shecht, elai so mume, nalokoi namanashech. What do you mean? Eat the buttocks if you check the night before, that's chachila. If you didn't check the night before, it's only by the Eved. Eat the buttocks, he still have to check it. Eat the buttocks, sakin, I'm a sheikh, chachila. Ela lay buttocks. Eat the isel, sakin, leave the kehashta. If the knife is here, let's be buttocks, and it doesn't help. So interesting, seems from the Gemara here that even though there's a mashgiach there, Zachayim Royin, the Gemara is asking, but if the knife is here, don't rely on the mashgiach, check the knife. Because as we learn later on, any suffix you have, if you can check it out, don't rely on chazakas. Don't rely on the chazakas. Go ahead and check it out. The idel sakin, if the knife is not around, if the knife disappears, what helps? How do they know what kind of knife he had? They didn't check it beforehand. Dilma pesakin pegum shachid kasha. So the last case is shved. Yeah. So Rav Ashi holds it. At least Rav Ashi holds that if you have a mashgiach to meet you there and you shech, you still have to check the knife afterwards. Think about it. Ravina Ravina says, we'll check before. Ravina Ravina says, answer number 5 and number 6. The two versions of Ravina. Ravina, I'll tell you what we're talking about here. We're not talking about akusi. You everyone learned, you're talking about exceptional cases. Akusi, a mumer, no, or a tummy. We're talking about a regular person. And the question is, if a person steps forward and wants a shech, can we automatically trust that he knows what he's talking about? There's two parts of shechita. One is to know the halachas, the theory, and one is supposed to be practically a good shechit, have a still hand. And the ikazach is that you don't get intimidated by an animal that's about to die in your hands. It seems it's very common, and maybe still is very common today, that people used to faint, or get they faint-hearted when they would see the killing an animal. You have to have a certain cruelty inside, we learned already. You have to have a certain cruelty inside you to be a shechit. Or a tzaddik that you don't even see what you're oblivious what's going on around you. So we're talking about here, there's a thing called mumchin, which mumchin means you know the laws, you have a kabbalah in your hand, you're tested on the laws, and then there's a thing called muhzaki. Muhzaki means that you shacht in front of us two or three times, depending if which chazak is, and we saw that you weren't faint-hearted, that you had a steady hand, and you didn't tremble and shake, and you were good. That's cool. So mumchin or chazakin. So there are two answers. Ravina Mavina says, "Hachik Tani." This I should learn. Hakol shechti. In the beginning, the Mishnah is everyone can shech. What do you mean everyone can shech? Hakol mumchin. We trust that everyone knows the laws. Hakol shechti mumchin. Afapi sheim chazakin. Even though, if we know that they are, if we know that they know the laws. Even though that we never saw them shecht. We don't know if they shechted properly, they didn't shecht it properly. They didn't shecht for us three times to see if they have a still hand and they don't shake and they don't become faint and so on and so forth. Because sometimes they tremble, it becomes like shia, it becomes, you know, they like pause for a minute and so on. is by medvar and mamurim she yidin boy she day loy mehicha shchit. When do we say that they consider mumchim? We say hakol shoych. Everyone's a mumchim. When they're mumchim, if we know that they're mumchim, we tested them. We know that they know the halachas inside out and backwards and forwards the hicha shchit. Aval, so that's the chatchila. You can go ahead and shecht. If we don't know that he knows, interesting the expression, that he actually able to repeat all the laws of the shechita, then he shouldn't. We're talking about the main thing is to be a mumchit, to know the halachas, even though he's not mumchit. What happens if we don't know he knows the halachas, but he have any shechit? We test him now on Hilchas Shechita. If he knows how to speak the laws of Shechita, he knows the vernacular, then Mutar Lechem Shechitase. And if not, also Lechem Shechitase. So the Chatchila is, if we know that he was fahered in the Hilchas Shechita, we can trust the Shechita, even though we never saw him Shecht. Or at least, the way Rashi didn't see him Shecht three times, sounds like that maybe you saw him Shecht once. At least maybe once you have to see. It's not clear. And what do you call it? But if he didn't know any shechted, then we test him afterwards. That's what he added. Chutz v'shar rekatan definitely have namelo. Shami yisha shami yidu shami chludu. Kulon shashachdu. Ah, so the last case in the Mishnah, what's that talking about? Ile v'achesh rekatan alokah. We're talking about them. V'im shachdu. But she said if they shechted, el shem mumchin. We're talking about on the first case, people are not mumchin. No, we just said before, you don't need a mashgiach. Bebaikin oisei sagi. It's enough just to test him. Why is he even chayim roin? It's an extra effort to have people watching him. So he answered the lesser lekamon the livdikay. What happened? The guy shecht disappeared, and he has a whole behemoth over here geshecht. What do we do? We don't know if he knows the hilchas shechita, and he disappeared. So we say if there was people watching it and they said he did all right, then it's good enough. If not, not. We can't test him. But otherwise, even if the people were watching him, if he was here, we must test him. Another same idea that we don't rely on a chazaka. If we're able to determine it in other ways. That's one version. So one version is the main thing that counts is mumchim. The ikadam, the other version is we don't care so much about the mumchim, we care more about the mochzakim, his hand, his steady hand. Ikadam, ravinamar hachitani. Hakol shaychtin, what do you mean? Hakol mochzakim, that everyone is accepted. What do you mean we are accepting? We saw him shecht a number of times and he knew what he was doing. Shechtin muzakin afa pishein mumchin. The lechatchil had a shecht, even though we never test him if he knows every shach and taz in Hilchas Shechita, but we know that he knows how to shecht. He's a very good shechit, his hand is steady. Lechatchil, you can give him the shecht. So the first opinion says the main thing is to know the halacha. The second opinion says the main thing is to know whether he's experienced in shechting. So what's the two or three time? I would think, the way I learned is, Machlek is what's a chazaka, two or three, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rebbe, two or three times, and that's what we mean here, Beis Yom Pum. I don't know, is the same thing there. But that's what I thought Beis Yom Pum is. The line is Aleph, he didn't get faint-hearted, didn't get tired or faint-hearted, and Rashi says that he couldn't stand and watch how he killed an animal. Why? Shema yis aleph, he might become weak. But b'di'evet v'imshachat, if he shechted, but v'amar, he says, body lishlan is alafti, it's like saying Eidus on himself, and it's called a migel b'yadoi, it's something he could do. I know for a fact I didn't get faint-hearted, shchitas ekshayda, shchit is kosher. So but the evidence is, he tells us if nothing happened. When it comes to testing, he can't say, I know every shachataz, we have to test him ourselves. When it comes to over here, that if he feels faint or not, that's a personal thing. How in the world are we going to know? So if he tells us that he didn't, then we trust him. So the last case, going back to the first case, where we didn't see them shechting two or three times. But Amrit, you said already, I don't need any mashgichim. You said a bodily sagi. If he says it's good enough, the lesser come under the shai. It's not around to ask. So therefore, we need to rely on mashgich. So because the mashgich is the weakest thing. If there are other better ways to determine if something is kosher, do that. Now the Gemara explain why we need six answers. Nobody trusts the other people's answers. The Gemara explains now. Ravina v'Rabba Barula Kabaye v'Rav Ashlami. Why didn't the other the three people, the few people, answer, like Ravina had two answers, and Arbol had one answer. Why didn't look at Bai Rava that's talking about a Kusi or a Vashi that says it's talking about Mume Mishum the Kashlu Kulan? The question we had at the end, and we remain with the Kasha. It says in the last case in the Mishnah that Kulan, Sheshachtu, Achenim Reinois, is good enough. What's this Kulan? If you're talking about Chesher Katan, it should have said Vim Shachtu. And if you're talking about the first part, you said Lechatchil, it's all right, or whatever. Or but the evidence, you have to just test him. Nothing to do with Mashgichim. So that's why we don't answer them. How come they don't want to answer like Rabbi Barula? Because we had a question about Barula. According to him, the whole thing is talking about Tomei and the Chiddush and the second case in the Mishnah, but the Ever is talking about. But if it was Kachim, you shouldn't shecht even with a long knife because we are scared that he is going to touch the animal. But the Ever, if he did and he tells you body li shaloi naga, it's all right. So then, and we had a question then. So why is it in Chulin? It belongs in Kachim. And we gave two answers. One answer is that you're right, Kachim is the main Gemara. But here we talked about Chulin, so we threw in Kachim as well. Now the other answer was that here's the main Gemara, from Ashchita, and there from Kachim, so we threw it in. So the Gemara, we don't like either answer. It doesn't belong in Chulin at all. A thing about Kachim. The first answer we gave, the main din over here of Ashchita is here. Adrabe, Hasamika, we're talking about case number two. Case number two, the Mishnah is strictly talking about Kachim. We told you not to use even a long knife to shecht a tumidic person to shecht an animal, and you did. But the Evid, we're saying that if he says, I didn't touch it, the Kachim. This does not belong in the Sedechulin, that clause. The Bekachim Kai, it belongs in Kachim. And Lahach Lisha Dabin Hasamika, there's the main Gemara. I did a Tani, since we talk about Tomei, Bechulin, Tonami, Tomei, Kachim, Tomei, Chulin, Rivalay, Zichalay. Why Bechlal even have a din about a Tomei? What's wrong with a Tomei talking Chulin? We start off saying we're talking about Chulin that a person took upon himself to eat it, to treat it like Tahara Kaidish. Chulin Shnazar Kaidish, Lav Kaidish Dami. That's not Kaidish. Even though I said that I'm going to do it like Taras Kaidish, it does not have the same din in life with Kaidish. And you don't have to take the precautions. I won't eat it Tomei, but all the Chumru that you have by Kachim don't get tagged on to Chulin Shnazar Taras Kaidish. So I don't need a Mishnah to tell you that a Tomei person is not a Shech Chulin. So therefore, we don't like his answer. Now we had two answers in Avina. One was that Hakol Mumchin, and one was Hakol that we know that he knows the laws and the Chatchila. And but the Eved, if we don't know, then we test him afterwards. Or Hakol Mugzakim, we saw him shecht a couple of times. We saw he had a steady hand. And but the Eved, if he says I had a steady hand, it's all right. According to the first lashon amri mumchin in dafke, if we know that he knows the laws, is all right. She'ain mumchin loy, but if he doesn't know the rules, we don't. It's not all right. Roiv mitzuyin eitzah shchita mumchin ein. The halacha is you don't have to test him. If a guy steps forward and says I'm a sheikh, you can trust him. Api halacha. Roiv mitzuyin eitzah shchita. Most people who step forward and want to become a sheikh know what they're doing. Why would they not know what they're doing? You don't have to test them. The chatchila they can shecht. You don't have to have this b'di'evan and test him afterwards. Lahach Lishna, according to other Lashon Amr, says that the Amr Muchzakin in, Davke, if we saw them shecht a few times. Good. She'ein Muchzakin loy. La'alufi lechashina. This shash, what are you worried about? That he doesn't have a steady hand, that he's faint hearted, that he will, something will go wrong because he's shechting an animal. We're not chayshish. And our taste learns lechatchila, you can go ahead and shecht. We don't have to test anything. Today we have Kabbalahs and all that. That's only because we want to be extra careful. But technically, truth man, not all the Shayim agree with Taisa. Some of the Shayim learn that this goes on second on case number two. In other words, two parts in the Mishnah. The first part is Hakol Shechtin, and the second part is Vayim Shachtan Shchitas and Ksheda. So Taisa learns that when we say Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzah Shchita Mumchin Hein or Muchzakin Hein, it's talking about the first part. Hakol Shechtin. Everybody can Shechtin. We trust that they know what they're doing. Other Shayim learn is talking about the second part. And if you didn't test them, you don't have to test them afterwards. You don't need them to tell you that, yes, I did everything right. Okay. Now, Rava, Abaye said you need a Mashgiach Tamidi. How come Rava doesn't agree with that? The truth matter, Rava and Abaye's argument has no bearing on Pshat and on Mishnah. They both learn Chatchila Kusi if there's either Mashgiach Tamidi or Yotv Nichnis, and they both learn B'dievet if there wasn't any, but he says that it's all right. But what do you call it? But the only difference is, according to Rava, you don't even need a Mashgiach Tamidi, Yaitinich is enough. So he says, Rava, Lama Kabaya, Kikushe. Like he asked the question, what do you need a Mashgiach Tamidi for? Then I bring an eye from Yayin that enough is it's enough to have a Yaitinich. Nu Abai Lama Kabaya, how come Abai insists that by Shchita you need a Mashgiach Tamidi? Why not a Yaitinich? Hossam, in the case of wine, Loin Noga. In the case of wine, the goy does not have no right to touch the wine when you walked away. So therefore, if you're gonna touch it, get caught, he's gonna lose his job. Hoch over here, you gave the behemoth to this sheikhet, to shecht. And because he gave him to shecht, he is not worried if he does something wrong. How in the world are you gonna know if he did something wrong or not, if he did shia or whatever it is? We're talking about giving it to a kussi. And the whole mistake can happen in the flash of a second. And therefore, we don't rely on a yetzer and a nechidin, a mashgiach tmidi to watch the whole time. Rav Ashi lama ketavayu. Why did Rav Ashi like that? You talk about kusim. Why does he introduce a mumir? Because kusim gedi aroyis, and he believed that kusim are gedi aroyis. They're not real, genuine gedim. And Tesis has an interesting pshat here. So normal pshat would be, and therefore you cannot trust him shchita. Tesis comes along and says here. Look at Tesis. He comes along, interesting halacha. So a kusim gedi aroyis saying says Tesis. Next to last Tesis. The shchita of a kusi is possible because they're not real gedim. Like a goy. Now, why would you say a goy shchita is possible? Because how would he know how to shecht? It says, Tesis, you know why it's possible? Not because. How do you know how he shecht? I don't care if he knows how to shecht. I don't care if he went to a shchita school and learned everything. Because it says in the pasuk, v'zavachto, that you should shecht. Masha ata zavech ata oichel. What you shecht, you should eat. What do you mean? Kolaymer. Those people who have the mitzvah of shchita, who are shaykh to shchita, who normally eat shchita, they are entitled to be a shaykhit. Lafuke oive gechavim, or an oichel nevelis lahachis. Tesis now expands it further, broadens it. Even a yid, but if a yid who is apocalypse or he's spiteful, cannot check. His license is taken away because it says v'zavachta v'achalta, only somebody who cares about zvicha before he eats has license to shecht. Very interesting to Chiddush and Tesis. Okay, then he asks about Gid. Okay, right to the Gemara. Back to Gemara. So why is Ravashi like both of them? Because he holds good kusin Gid rights. Abayi lama kravashi leisvidele hadarava. Why doesn't Abayi like Ravashi? Because he holds that kusin were good people, and therefore he taka could eat. And that's why he has his pshat about kusim. El Rava, since Rav Ashi is relying on Rava that the kusim were not real gadim, so why does Rava give us an answer about kusim? He should have answered Rav Ashi, not about mumer. El Rava, my time, he's like, you abide to about kusim, but in kusim gufa, it doesn't make sense. Okay, we'll stop here.